Here comes the star attraction, so don't you budge. Here comes the man of action, here comes the judge. On
yeah, Judge Rayburn here, and if you don't mind my using a leftover Thanksgiving Day turkey drumstick as a gavel, I'll call this session of Holiday Monitor to order. Order, please, order. All right, now I'll call on Michelle Lee for her latest.
Oh, while the going is good, knowing when to leave may be the smartest thing that anyone can learn. Point of no return. Life, foolish as it seems, I still have my dream. So I keep hoping day after day as I wait for the man I need. Night after night, and I wait for a love that can be. So I'm sure that no one can tell.
I know, but I am paying for it with heartburn and gas.
Don't you carry Digel with you?
Digel?
Sure, when you eat too well, demand Digel.
Why?
Because Digel is the extra action antacid.
What do you mean?
Well, the Digel gives you more complete relief. Digel not only neutralizes excess acid, it has the extra action of simethicone, which breaks up bubbles of gas. Here, I've got some Digel tablets with me. They'll fix you up fast.
Thanks.
Comes in liquid, too, at all drug counters. D-I-G-E-L, Digel. Now, don't forget it.
What?
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
Boy, will I ever.
The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar is more beautiful and useful than ever. Filled with home and family ideas, recipes, beauty tips. Your pharmacist buys these wonderful calendars to give to you. And they're ready now. The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar. Free at your pharmacist's.
If you made a list of those who really have something to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day weekend, you'd definitely have to include the name of singing star Jimmy Rogers. It was just 1 year ago tomorrow, December 1st, 1967, when he was found unconscious near death from a terrible head injury on a road near his home in the Los Angeles area. And today, after several delicate operations, he's back at work pursuing his singing career. He talked about his misfortune and his recovery with Monitor's Dave Niles in San Francisco.
A lot of people don't know, and you don't know, really, I understand, what really happened that night along, was it a Los Angeles freeway?
Yes, actually, everybody says I was stopped on the freeway. I wasn't stopped on the freeway. I was stopped off the freeway about, a couple of blocks.
You were you in a city or out in the country?
No, I was almost home. Uh-huh. I live in Granada Hills in California. I was only a few blocks from my home. I was about 4 blocks from my home. And I was pulled off the road with blinking lights.
Mm-hmm. You remember this now?
I remember the blinking lights.
Yeah.
And that's all I remember.
So you don't know what happened, and
who
else does know what happened?
Nobody knows any more than what they've read in the newspapers, which was a little confusing. There were so many conflicting stories. And of because of our pending lawsuit, of course, I'm not at liberty to talk too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I remember is pulling off the side of the road, stopping my car, and that's it.
And, of course, you suffered some, I wouldn't say brain damage, but you did suffer a tremendous wound in the head, and you were three operations?
Yes, I had three. Well, the first surgery, they went in to take care of the skull fracture, and it was brain damage because of the intensity, evidently, of the blow. But they operated once, and they put the bone back on, and then they found that they had to go in again and take that off because I had convulsions for 2 days. One every 15 minutes for two days. Well, I was in very good physical condition. I've been working out at the gym almost every day, and the doctor said that's probably saved my life, is because I was really in good health. And so after that, they took the bone out. They went in and took the bone out, and I walked around for quite a while with nothing on the right side of my head.
That must be kind of frightening there. You're waiting for something to, you know, just the slightest little blow there. You have no protection.
None whatsoever.
Well, you have a sheet in there now, a metal plate in there now.
I have a metal plate in there now. They actually, it's steel, and it's wired in there because it's pretty good size, and they had to wire it in.
And that is permanent now, huh?
It's permanent.
Yeah.
That's I've got the hardest head in town right now.
Well, so now you try to pick up where you left off, and how are things going?
Just fine. Really, career-wise, I don't know if it's because of the interest, and people are just marvelous. Everybody's so great, and I know that our crowds have been as good or better than they were before I was injured, and my career is really going great.
Well, Jimmy, it's good to see that you're up and about, and the career is back on the tracks and going ahead full blast, and good luck with all your future projects. And thanks for talking to us here today.
Thank you, Dave.
This is Dave Niles in San Francisco for Monitor.
Hi, this is Marilyn May. You want to be a winner, don't you? Hey, look at us now. We've got the winners and how Lincoln Mercury leads the way.
Lincoln Mercury leads the way for 69 with a beautiful new Cougar, redesigned from head to tail with even more European elegance this year. Our big cat's got a deeper V8 growl, 351 cubic inches now standard. The new Cougar has more room inside, plus all the sporty ideas Cougar made famous. Flip-lid eyes, flashing tail, buckets, stick, all standard. And now, for the first time, we've put them all together in a brand new Cougar convertible. See the new Cougar at your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Cougar makes clear who's the winner this year. Lincoln Mercury leads the
In your car or wherever you are, have a happy holiday weekend by driving carefully and staying on the Monitor Beacon.
If you're a senior citizen with some free time available, your talents are needed. You're wanted to become an explorer. That's right. It's never too late to make new discoveries. You can develop a new hobby or even prepare for a new job. Visit your public library, where you'll find all kinds of books, records, films, magazines, and other materials to help you explore new worlds of excitement and develop new horizons. Discover your public library. It can help you discover a new way of life.
Hi, I'm Big Wilson. I'm on WNBC, Radio 66, New York, weekday mornings from 5 to 9. If you groove to the Sock It To Me sound of more music, more personality, and big talent, join me. And when I finish my show, we'll all listen to Jack Hayes till noon.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and were you wondering what the weather might be like later today? All right, let's check the Monitor meteorological map. Aha! Sunny and pleasant weather for most of the nation, but oh-ho, not so great for the northwestern states. Rain, possibly snow in that corner of the nation. Rain also likely from Texas to Georgia to Florida.
Did you ever stop to think how a helicopter pilot in Vietnam sees where he's going on those rainy, stormy days? over the steaming paddies and jungles. He can't rely on instruments or control towers. He's got to see. He has to rely on windshield wipers, and they are ANCO wipers. Only ANCO wipers are used on aircraft made in America, military and commercial. Just as important is today's traffic on the ground. It's too crowded and too fast to be caught with wiper blades that streak and blur your vision. The rubber in every wiper blade goes dead, hardens from sun, wind, and road film, and will not wipe glass without streaking, so you change it. And the best wiper you can get is ANCO. You'll see the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet in gas stations everywhere. Pull in and get your blades replaced or refilled. Be sure they are ANCO, the push-button refillable wiper blade. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Whatever happened to Christmas? I'll tell you what happened to... No, I won't. I'll let Frank Sinatra sing instead, which is what we planned in the first place. But I would like to state that no matter what the message in this new song by Jim Webb, Christmas will happen, as always, on December 25th.
Whatever happened to Christmas? It's gone and left no traces. Whatever happened to the faces all aglow? Whatever happened to Christmas, to the Christmas way of living? Whatever happened to the giving? Magic in the snow. Remember the sights and the smells and the sounds, and remember the cheery call. Remember how love was all around. Whatever happened to it all? Whatever happened to Christmas? The bells in the streets are ringing. Whatever happened to the singing, the songs we used to know? Whatever happened to Christmas?
Coaches of the Army and Navy football teams, next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
Hello, I'm Pat Paulson. One night I was sitting in my den trying to relax with a good book in front of a roaring fire. I found it difficult to relax because I don't have a fireplace. Considering the situation carefully, I decided to call the fire department, and I also called my State Farm agent. I called him because I have a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowner's insurer. A policy that protects my home and belongings, that covers them in case of fire, storm, theft, that protects me in the event of, perish forbid, a liability lawsuit. Soon I had a check from State Farm to cover damages. I still don't have a fireplace, but I read a lot in front of the furnace.
For your home, your car, your life, and your health. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
The Army and Navy get together down in Philadelphia today for their annual football wingding. Monitor Sports Editor Len Dillon spoke to the rival coaches.
Bill Elias and Tom Cahill, in just a few hours, you men will be going outside and meeting head-on at JFK Stadium in the 69th renewal of the Army-Navy game. A little nervous, Bill?
Yes, Len, I've been this way for 2 weeks.
Tom, how about yourself?
Always nervous as you approach the Navy game.
Now, let's see. Last year, Navy upset Army. And I suppose, Bill, your record being 2-7, you'd consider the season a success if you could pull that off again.
I'd consider it a success if we could tie them.
Tom, Bill's team is the home team today on JFK Stadium. Do you consider that any sort of an advantage or disadvantage to you?
Well, I don't think it's as big an advantage since the stadium is a neutral site. Both teams have played there, particularly their first classmen, so that the advantage of a home stadium I don't think is as great today as it would be under normal conditions.
Tom, you have a fullback by the name of Jarvis. He's zeroing in on Glenn Davis's record. I think you have called him one of the better fullbacks in the country.
Yes, and I still feel that way. Charlie's been a fine athlete for us. He's done all we've asked him to do, and in addition, of course, he's an outstanding young man.
Bill, what plans do you have, special plans? Not, of course, that you can reveal them in front of Tom here, but do you plan to do anything differently? Or do you always do something differently for the Army-Navy game?
No, we don't always do something differently, unless you'd call blocking and tackling different, and that might be for us. But that's what we plan to do, is block and tackle and try to win this football game. I may have sounded earlier that we weren't, but we certainly are, and we hope that we can.
Tom, what about wrinkles for Navy?
No, I'm not a great believer in gimmicks or wrinkles, as you express it. I still think that the football game is going to be predicated, just as Bill suggests, on blocking and tackling and the emotional factor that goes every year in an Army-Navy game.
Now, the last two seasons, you came into Army-Navy game 8-2, and this year you're 6-3. Yet I got a feeling that this team is comparable to the other two.
Well, they should be. Certainly they're a year older, and the experience, of course, is always an important consideration. The impact of the crowd and the color associated with an Army-Navy game should be less this year on our squad than it's been in the past.
Bill Elias, good luck to Navy. Tom Cahill, good luck to Army in the 69th renewal. And thank you both very much.
Thank you, Len.
Thank you.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports. Tip for the home handyman. A small size squeegee, the kind you use to clean windows with, can also be used to spread wallpaper paste or even glue. When a large flat surface is involved, it spreads the paste or glue quickly and evenly and is easy to clean if cleaned immediately after use. Well, that tears that one. That was a good one, too. Let's see what else I got. Oh, I got another dandy one for this is a darb. For less than $3, you can own a whole toolkit in just one tool. It's a vice grip locking wrench that looks like a pair of pliers with a bolt in its right leg. Vice grip is the handyman's best friend, and it saves the day for the man that's not so handy, too. Ever try to remove the pin on a door hinge when it's all painted in and stuck there? Well, vice grip does that job quickly and easily. It's a super pliers. Tough screwdriver jobs? Well, nothing to it. Just lock a vice grip to the shank of the screwdriver for added leverage. It's a wrench that clamps on with a ton grip, yet opens with the flick of a finger. Get several vice grips at tool counters everywhere for the home, car, boat, and workshop. Vice grip, the handiest tool you can own, priced below $3. Thank you.
The odd couple linked together by the brass ring on monitor, which connects you with here, there, and everywhere in the weekend world via NBC Radio. In Memphis on Radio 79 WMC, the sound of the sound. Gene Rayburn here. Wash my mouth for a few moments anyhow. Gene Rayburn with Monitor 68 on what's supposed to be a happy holiday weekend, but the figures just in on traffic fatalities since the holiday began on Wednesday evening are far from happy. Over 425 people dead. If you're driving this weekend, please be especially careful. Monitor music now, Al Caiola, High Chaparral.
Turned on to what's happening. You're already hip to Las Vegas, Moscow, and Benjamin Bratt. But in case being hip isn't your thing, the first is the fabled desert oasis. The second's the stalwart capital of Moscow. And the third's the befuddled anti-hero of The Graduate. Life magazine introduces you to the men behind them. Life profiles J.J. Sarno, Las Vegas casino builder, who asks why lure big spenders with big-name entertainers when you can grab small spenders with a high-wire act. Life interviews Mayor Vladimir Promyslov of Moscow, who digs his city, even if it doesn't exactly swing. And meet Charles Webb, alienated author of The Graduate, and the real-life Benjamin Braddock. They're all in Life, waiting to turn you on to their thing. Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas. Life.
On Monitor Next, on the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Do you know why you're still eating off that demolished old turkey? Do you know the origins of Thanksgiving? Well, I do. I just looked it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica. I'll be back with this big scoop. First, here's something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
Baby, baby, baby child, soft and sweet, meek and mild.
Getting ready for a new baby is a wonderful experience. It's a time of warmth and closeness and love. And a time for lots of medical bills you won't have to worry about if you have Mutual of Omaha Health Insurance. The Mutual of Omaha man right in your own community can show you how all-around family protection can pay more of your hospital and doctor bills, and even up to $600 in maternity benefits. It makes sense, doesn't it, to be ready for the high cost of hospital and doctor bills. And it's so easy when you count on the man from Mutual of Omaha, the company that babies you, so you can baby your baby.
As dear as you are.
The Pilgrim fathers, not to mention the Pilgrim mothers, sons, and daughters, had a very rough time during their first winter in New England. But they labored mightily and prayed devotedly, and by the next autumn, that would be 1621, they had enough to eat and felt strong enough to defend themselves against the savages, who understandably resented their intrusion. The earliest known reporting on the first Thanksgiving was that of Edward Winslow. He didn't get around to writing until December 11th of that year, and it took the form of a letter to a friend back in England. Went something like this. Our harvest being gotten in, our governor sent 4 men on hunting, that so we might, after a more special manner, rejoice together, after we had gathered the fruit of our labors. They 4 in 1 day killed as much fowl as, with a little help beside, served the company almost a week. At which time, amongst other recreations, we exercised our arms, many of the Indians coming amongst us, and amongst the rest their greatest king, Massasoit, with some 90 men, whom for 3 days we entertained and feasted. And they went out and killed 5 deer, which they brought to the plantation and bestowed on our governor and upon the captain and others. He must have been quite a wingding. Massasoit had to be something special, too. He was known as the king, not the Indian chief, of the Wampanoag tribe. It had been struck, that tribe, by a plague, perhaps yellow fever, just before the arrival of the strange white men and their pale squaws and papooses. It numbered hardly 3,000 members by that time. Its people spoke the now extinct Algonquian language. But, incredibly enough, one of the king's men, an Indian named Samoset, could actually speak English. Don't ask me how. Through Samoset, the pilgrims were able to communicate with the leader of a band that could have wiped them off the face of the New World. Thanksgiving Day, the holiday, I mean, was hardly an instant success. It wasn't observed by the Massachusetts Bay Colony officially until 1670. And July 8th was chosen as the proper date. George Washington set November 26, 1789, as Thanksgiving Day, but there was no general follow-up. Mrs. Sarah J. Hale, the editor of Godey's Ladies' Book, hammered away at making it a national holiday during the early 19th century. Abraham Lincoln nailed it down for good, November 26, 1863. Now it's Thanksgiving weekend, and we celebrate it in ways that would have startled the pilgrims and alarmed King Massasoit. Hundreds of us will die on the highways this weekend. And, oh yes, one more statistic. Millions of Americans will drop enough litter this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, to make a wall 2 feet high and 2 feet wide, reaching from San Francisco to, well, let's say Plymouth Rock. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now, something to remember from Mutual of Omaha.
Baby, baby, baby child.
A new baby doesn't have to mean new medical bills to worry about if you're insured with Mutual of Omaha. Not when they pay you up to $600 in maternity benefits. Get all the happy facts from the Mutual of Omaha man in your neighborhood. Call him today.
Listen again later today to On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you once more by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha, here on the Monitor Beacon.
There will be little holiday cheer for more than 500,000 American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines in Vietnam. That country does not observe Judeo-Christian traditions, which our youth expect at Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's. Give today to USO's Overseas Holiday Fund, 2 Pennsylvania Plaza, New York, New York, 10001.
After that, relax. With me, Jack Hayes, 9 to noon weekdays, right here on WNBC Radio 66, New York. WNBC Radio 66, New York.
Gene Rayburn here, moving along with Monitor through the holiday weekend, and a Monitor tip for the party giver. If you're having a buffet type of party, place pieces of very thin transparent plastic wrapping under the various serving dishes. Then, when those unavoidable food drippings and spillings occur, all you have to do is remove the plastic, throw it away, and if the party's still going on and the food is holding out, replace it with fresh pieces of plastic. Now, here's a clue about something to put in some of those serving dishes.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Dog kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs. The dogs' kids love to bite.
It up on the old banjo, put on the mustard, and away we go.
Back in the old bunkhouse at night, ain't nothing better for a young cowpoke's mighty appetite than an all-meat Armor hot dog. I said the dog kids love to bite.
When man bites dog, they do, they say.
But when kids bite dogs, they yell.
Hooray for hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids love to bite.
Now, Monitor puts a song in your ear. Put a song in my ear and I'll follow you anywhere. The new one by Claudine Longet titled, A Flea in Your Ear.
With you.
Bad day? I'm Gene Rayburn with a sure way to save it. Just unwind, relax, refresh, and enjoy the mellow flavor of Richard's Wild Irish Rose Wine, the perfect end to an imperfect day. Richard's Wild Irish Rose, pure grape wine made by Canandaigua Industries, Canandaigua, New York. Next, Savings and Loan Associations, where over a million teenagers save, present Monitor on stage. Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls around the world. In a minute, we'll be hearing comedian Woody Allen.
Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns money faster. Save at your savings and loan.
where you save does make a difference. Say that your savings and loan.
Save up.
Save down.
Save now and
save in your hometown.
Your town.
Where you save does make a difference. Say that your savings and loan.
We have over 43 million savers. That averages one person for almost every household in the country. Why do they save with us? Maybe it's because over the years, savings and loans have paid higher returns on savings than any other type of financial institution.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
And now, front and center and monitor on stage, Woody Allen.
I was down south once, and I was invited to a costume party. And I rarely go to them. I went to one when I was younger. I went in my underwear shorts, and I have varicose veins, you know? And I went as a road map, you know? And it's Halloween. I go as a ghost. I take a sheet off the bed, and I throw it over my head. And I go to the party. And you have to get the picture. I'm walking down the street in a deep southern town. I have a white sheet over my head. And a car pulls up, and three guys with white sheets say, "Get in." So I figure there's guys going to the party as ghosts. And I get into the car, and I see we're not going to the party, and I tell them. And I'm sitting there between four Klansmen, four big-armed men, and the door's locked, and I'm petrified. I'm trying to pass desperately. You know, I'm saying, "You all," and "Grits," you know. I must have said "Grits" 50 times. You know? They ask me a question, I'd say, "Oh, Grits, Grits." And next to me is the leader of the Klan. You can tell he's the leader because he's the one wearing contour sheets, you know? And they drive me to an empty field, and I gave myself away because they asked for donations, and everybody there gave cash. When it came to me, I said, "I pledge $50. They knew immediately. They took my hood off and threw a rope around my neck. And they decided to hang me. And suddenly my whole life passed before my eyes. I saw myself as a kid again in Kansas, going to school and swimming at the swimming hole and fishing and frying up a mess o' catfish. Going down to the general store, getting a piece of gingham for Emmy Lou. And I realize it's not my life. They're gonna hang me in 2 minutes. The wrong life is passing upon me. I spoke to them. I was really eloquent. I said, "Fellas, this country can't survive unless we love one another, regardless of race, creed, or color." And they were so moved by my words that not only did they cut me down and let me go, but that night I sold them $2,000 worth of Israel bonds.
Woody Allen and Monitor on Stage has been brought to you by the Savings and Loan Association's Serving America.
Save where your money earns money faster. Save at your savings and loan.
Last year, Savings and Loan Associations paid out over $5 billion in interest. $5 billion.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
Where you save does make a difference.
Where you save does make a difference. Throughout the weekend, Monitor on Stage brings you star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls. Now, another kind of star performer.
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
In the dating game, I was a bench warmer, though I tried to make the team with all my might. But now my hitting streak is getting longer since I traded in my slump for Ultra Bright. All Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow, Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now I've been out every night with a different girl since Ultra Bright. My life's an ultra whirl. My dating slump is gone. Believe me, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste dazzles your taste, dazzles your teeth, dazzles your breath, and that spells sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Now, monitor news feature, the mining town of Farmington, West Virginia, is a grim place this Thanksgiving Day weekend, as any hope for the 78 entombed miners has been officially ended with the sealing of the mine. A report from Fred Briggs, NBC News.
Gray skies and gray hills, but very few people. That's the way Farmington looks today. The 11 portals and air shafts to Consolidation's No. 9 mine have been sealed up with tons of crushed rock and capped with steel-reinforced concrete. And that's the way it will be at No. 9 for at least 3 months, possibly a year, however long it takes to starve the fires that burn below. The family vigils at the James Fork Methodist Church near the mine have ended. The families of the 78 men will each get $5,000 in life insurance and generous pensions from the United Mine Workers Union. The other 250 men who worked No. 9 are being transferred to neighboring company mines. There is a shortage of skilled miners. No jobs will go wanting. All but a handful of these men have a kind of Presbyterian fatalism about their job in view of this disaster. They're going back to the mines and taking the risks in stride. Ask one why, and he'll compare his job to a pilot's and say, you don't expect pilots to stop flying every time there's a plane crash, do you? The men will take a week off and then go to work in the other mines around Farmington. Fred Briggs, NBC News in Farmington, West Virginia.
Tony Mottola. Gene Rayburn here, NBC Monitor News, in a few moments.
The more we hear, the more we learn. To keep well informed is a major concern. So listen for things that are happening on NBC.
You can't beat this. That's right, you can't beat double-duty dollars that provide for your loved ones. This is how. When you open a trust savings account at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York, you name on the account those you wish to provide for. Children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, anyone. While living, you have complete control of your account, just like a regular savings account at the Dime. Do this at once. For postage-free forms to open your trust savings account by mail at the Dime, write Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, New York, 10022. That's Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, New York, 10022.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
The time, 11 o'clock.